something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Jesus said, cheer up! I have overcome the cosmos. Cheer up!
You're getting it, right? You're getting it. You're getting it, huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see it. It's moving in your spirit. Boy, it's like, Hallelujah. May you see that stores are emptying. You know, there's a group of shops. They're just emptying out and people aren't coming to buy. Things are just going down. You say, not me.
Not me.
I lay up gold as dust. I live in prosperity in the name of Jesus. You still there? This is so important. This. Turn to first epistle of St. John. 1 John, all right? Okay. 1 John in chapter number 5. Let's look at something there. You know that sometimes when you read newspapers or listen to the news, fear can get a hold of you. And you listen, everything's going down, this is happening, that is happening. You just wonder, oh God, where am I? And if you're not careful, if you don't think like that, you'd wonder, I hope I'm not deceiving myself. You know? Because the pressure is so much, the temptation to flow with the wind, with the tide. Did you ever hear of the jellyfish never able to swim against the current? Always in the direction of the stream. Praise God. Have you opened it?
Yes.
1 John chapter 5. Read verse 4. 1, 2, go. Again. Yeah? Praise the Lord. He says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This, what is the victory? This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I want to read this to you. I want to read it to you from another version, New Century Version. He says, because everyone who is a child of God conquers the world. Everyone who is a child of God conquers the world. Why? Because we are in the victory of Christ. He gave it to us. So we keep the world conquered. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. He didn't overcome the world for himself. He overcame the world for me. So I have entered into his victory. And I keep the world conquered. How? By my faith. So my faith appropriates the victory of Christ that he got for me. I refuse to give that up. Oh, come on. He says, everyone who is a child of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world. Our faith. Our faith. So when you see us demonstrating the life of faith, it is because this is the victory that overcomes the world. In the world, there's a lot of problems. A whole lot of problems. Health problems, you know. Financial problems. Lots of problems. Emotional problems. But this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith is the victory. Our faith is the victory. You can't chicken out for the devil and expect things to turn out right. So I say, oh God, please. No, you think you're talking to a human being. You know, when you change your attitude, you very wicked man, you just come like, I'm very sorry. Please. Please. You have another voice with which you talk to God. Very religious voice. Oh God. That doesn't work with God. Be yourself. It doesn't work with God. Be yourself. Say this with me. The prince of this world, has been paralyzed. Defeated. Amen.
Amen.
And I have taken over.
Did
you know? Did you know in the New Testament, over in the New Testament, in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, let's look at it. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, in verse 4, Mando go brogazete. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse number 4, can you read for me? Verse 4, 1, 2, go. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. That's the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, you shine unto them. So, the God of this world. I thought Jesus had died and had been buried and had been raised from the dead and ascended to heaven. How come? How come Paul calls Satan again the God of this world? No, he's the God of this age. The word is aeon. He's a God of this age. And we don't belong in his age. He's a God of this system. We don't belong in his system. He's lost control over the cosmos. He can only control the cosmos around those who believe not. That's why he has to blind them. So they cannot see the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Did you see it? The light of the glorious gospel. Glorious gospel. Man, oh man. I know there are, you know, there are a lot of God's people who think that in church, I mean, like you're listening now. If you're a first timer, I don't know, you may not be used to this kind of thing. How can the preacher be preaching and he just leave the pulpit? You know, they think you ought to stand there. And some others wonder, how can they in a church? You know, because they're used to the preacher preaches and everybody goes, oh, forgive us. Oh. How can you be happy around God? They think something's wrong. Something's wrong. Oh, what is wrong? You are wrong. What do you think God is like? Let me show you something. You want to see it?
Yeah.
All right. 2 Corinthians. No, before I go to 2 Corinthians. Okay, 2 Corinthians. Let's start from there. 2 Corinthians in chapter number 5. You there? Okay. Okay. Read from verse 19. Can you seen it? One, two, go. Hallelujah. He says, to wait, to bear witness. He wants it declared that God was in Christ. He wants the world to know. He wants everybody to know God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Reconciling the world of sinners, people, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their sins against them. That's too big to swallow. God reconciling the world to himself, not counting their sins against them. He's not counting their sins against them. The soul that's in it, it shall die. That's why Jesus came. So that this time, you can listen that he's not mad at you because of your sin. God is not angry with you because of your sin, no matter how bad it is. He's saying, come, I'm not angry with you. Somebody paid for you. So don't die without God. Don't keep living your life in sin. Why? Someone paid the penalty for your sin. So God's not counting your sins against you. So he says, come. He's calling. Come. No matter how bad. No matter how wayward you've been, come. He sees everybody the same, because the same price was paid for everybody, whether you only told a half lie or you killed 10 people. He's saying, come. He's not counting your sins against you. He's reaching out his love and saying, come.
The Loveld Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Loveld Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Loveld Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/go loud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Soluco 1, number 18, Soluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays, by 8 a.m. Wednesdays, 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234 706-060-3228. This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said, how can I come to God except I am clean first? No, he says, come. No matter how bad, come. This is the time to come. I'll give you life. Come. That's his call. That's what he sent us to tell the whole world. That's why it's called gospel. You mean I'm so bad, and you don't care that I'm so bad? I should come to God? Yes, come. Yes, come. You're not too dirty for God. Why? Because the blood of Jesus Christ washes our sins away. So he says, come. When? Now. He says, when you hear that voice, don't harden your heart. Don't say next week. Because next week is not promised you. So come, and come now. That's what he says. But you see, that's one side of the story. That's our word. The word that we take out to the whole world, to the sinners. He says, come. God wants you. God loves you. He's not asking you to clean up first before you come, because you could never clean up. So he says, come, I'll clean you up. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When I round up this message, every one of you who's not been born again, you need to come. You've got to answer that call. It's too important. Don't ignore it. You may have ignored it for so long, but not today. Not today. Not today. Don't ignore it today. Now, those of us who have been born again a long time, isn't that amazing that after we've come to Christ, we think that he's mad at us, he's not answering my prayer because I did something wrong. You know, sometimes we think that way. We feel like we wanted to pray. Now we can't pray. I've got to settle with God. You see, you believe you got a score to settle with God, so you... Hallelujah! You just remember. Then Satan says, even that second hand, take it down. Take it down. So take it down. You're trying to worship with happiness. Say, take it down. You know yourself. Then you are trying to sing. He says, you can't sing here. Shut up. After some time, it's not everybody that's crying in glory worship. Some are crying because God is so wonderful. Some are crying because, I'm sorry. And you would think that after that crying, it'll be all right. No, they don't have God talking to them. It's the devil. They cry. You're going home. He says, be going. There's no time to fellowship. Just go home. Because many don't understand how Satan operates. He is the frustrator. Understand his names in the Bible. He's the accuser of the brethren. He's the accuser. Okay. Turn to Romans chapter 5. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5. Have you found it?
Yes.
Glory to God. See, if Satan can frustrate you, rob you of your joy, he'll rob you of your effectiveness. All right. Read from verse 8. Read. While we were yet sinners. Listen, he says, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners. He's talking about the love of God. the greatness, the magnitude of the love of God. He says God commends his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, not because we did something right, while we were still in sin, Christ died for us. He died for us not because we were good, but while we were evil, his love brought Christ to die for us. Now, he wants to send somebody to hell for not wearing a scarf. No. You see the thought of it. Because she didn't wear a scarf during prayer. Now somebody believes she's going to go to hell. God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He so loved us while we were in sin. Christ died because we were so vulnerable to God. He sent Jesus Christ. Now he wants to send you to hell. So then, what makes a man go to heaven then? No. If because I told one lie before I entered this room. I told a lie at the gate there. Someone asked, where have you been? I said, I've been around and I just came. Then my conscience now, you have not been around. You have not been around. And I say, oh God, forgive me. You have not been around. You just lied. And you're just coming to church. You are going to hell. All liars. All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone. Sulfur, brimstone. Hey. Are you there? You sure? Okay, we have not finished. You read verse 8, read verse 9, and read verse 10. Go on. I don't know what you read. Read verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now being reconciled. If when we were God's enemies, it took the death of his son to bring us to him. He says, now that we are reconciled to him, we shall be saved by his life. No wonder the Bible says he is able to save to the uttermost them that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. If when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, now being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Where is his life? Saved by his life. Not his life in heaven. His life in me. Remember, the subject of his discourse begins there in the fourth chapter and runs into the fifth chapter. So he opens it up. Therefore, being justified by faith, we are at one with God, at peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Being justified by faith, declared righteous by faith, we are at peace. Are you at peace?
Yes.
If you are at peace, then start using what you got. You said, devil, in the name of Jesus, take your hands off my money. There's no distance in the realm of the spirit. He'll hear you. He'll hear you. Take your hands off my money. In the name of Jesus. And don't go back and say, we don't know what's happening. No. Don't change. Don't change what you said. Don't start talking defeat and hardship and all that kind of stuff. No, don't talk like that. Don't say all these people are frustrating us. No, not me. Amen. Satan, take your hands off my money in the name of Jesus. I belong to your world. Don't forget, he's the God of this aeon, this system. You see it? So there's a monetary system in the world. And Satan, through his kids, run that system. All right? So they can try to frustrate your money. But you're not under their system.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Soluco 1, number 18, Soluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays by 8 a.m. Wednesdays, 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-706-060-3228 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.